Hello, everyone. It's Deanna Bartolini, and we are going to talk about the Feast of Pentecost, May 23rd, 2021, the Feast of Pentecost, Come Holy Spirit. Wow. So the Easter season has ended, and we're going to celebrate Pentecost. What happens on Pentecost? A couple of things to point out. I want to encourage you to go to the USCCB website and read the readings of the day. Not only the readings, but the beautiful Pentecost sequence, which is Come Holy Spirit, Come. And it is just a beautiful poem, really, prayer, just inviting the Holy Spirit into your life, into your soul, and to rid you of dryness and wounds and discouragement, and just be filled with the light and all the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit. So I encourage you to go and to read that yourself when you have some time. So in this Sunday's readings coming up, you're going to see the Feast of Pentecost and the receiving of the gift of the Holy Spirit from Jesus to the apostles. We talk about it twice. The first reading is from Acts. And keep in mind a couple of things. So the Feast of Pentecost was a Jewish feast, which is why all the Jews were gathered in Jerusalem. And the Jewish Feast of Pentecost commemorated the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai. Right. And so it's reminding the Jewish people of the covenant that God made with them by giving them the Torah, giving them that to Moses. That same manifestation of God, that same theophany that occurred at that first Pentecost on Mount Sinai, is the same theophany that we see today, or I should say in the readings, that manifestation of God. We see wind and fire, and that is the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. So a couple of other things to point out, that in Acts, Luke lists all the different nations that are present. And that, again, is a reminder that this passing on of the Holy Spirit to the apostles is being done in the presence of Jews from all over the world, from all the different nations. And that the hope and promises of eternal life that Jesus gives to us is for everyone, especially those who are his apostles, his successors, because they are going to carry that hope and all of those promises to all the nations of the earth. And indeed, we see that that is what happens. Pentecost is about empowering the disciples and, by extension, empowering us, because we are disciples of Christ Jesus. There's no getting around it. If you are baptized, you are his disciple. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you are his disciple. And so just as the first Pentecost empowered the disciples and all those gathered in the upper room to move out and to move out into all the world, it is going to empower us as well to just that fresh infusion of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then we come to John's gospel. And so here we see Jesus coming to the disciples and saying, "Peace be with you." And then he breathes on them and he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And that's what I want to focus on. Receive the Holy Spirit. And again, why does he do this? Because Jesus knows that going out into the world and spreading the good news is not going to be an easy task. And the Holy Spirit is what is going to help the disciples to do this. And so this scene in John's gospel is the commissioning of the disciples by Jesus. He fills them with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and he commissions them to go forth, to go out. And what is their mission? Well, their mission is to show the world the holiness of Jesus. And it, of course, is also to be holy, as Jesus was holy, as much as we can. And so the Holy Spirit is given to the members of the Christian community for one particular reason and purpose, so that we can be witnesses to Jesus in the world. We receive the Holy Spirit so that we can be witnesses to Jesus in the whole world. So that's the question I'm going to leave you with. How are you doing being a witness of Christ Jesus in the world? And again, I never ask the question to make you feel bad. I ask the question to make me think. And so I want you to think, how are you doing at being a witness to Jesus in the world? Because you have the gift of the Holy Spirit by virtue of your baptism. And today is our opportunity to ask for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Ask for what you want. Ask for what you want, for that fresh outpouring, whatever gift you think you need more of. What do you want more of so that you can be a witness to Jesus in the community? Have a great week. Have a happy, happy Pentecost. And let us all pray together. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Be with us and help us to be the witnesses that this world needs.